sbs.com.au/khmer
ការចេះនិងនិយាយភាសាអង់គ្លេសអាចជួយឲ្យជីវិតរបស់អ្នកប្រសើរឡើងនៅក្នុងប្រទេសអូស្ត្រាលី SBS មាន podcast ថ្មីដែលពន្យល់អំពីជីវិតនិងសំនួនវោហាររបស់ប្រជាជនអូស្ត្រាលីអ្នកនឹងបង្កើនជំនាញភាសាអង់គ្លេសរបស់អ្នកស្វែងយល់អំពីប្រទេសអូស្ត្រាលីនិងរីករាយនៅក្នុងពេលតែមួយសូមស្ដាប់ភាគចុងក្រោយរបស់យើងដូចតទៅ
Learning English helps me cheer for my favorite footy team.
Hello and welcome to the SBS Learn English podcast, where we help Australians to speak, understand and connect. My name is Josipa, and like you, I'm learning more about the Australian culture every day. And something that gets all Australians talking and often arguing about is sport. So today we'll practice how to talk about one of the country's most popular games, Australian rules football, which is the game played in the professional Australian Football League, commonly called AFL or Aussie Rules. Let's start by listening to a conversation between Alan and Susie. Alan grew up watching the AFL, while Susie, like me, doesn't know much about it.
Is there a footy team that you're cheering for, Susie?
Far out. I can't make heads or tails of the sport. All I know is that there are 18 teams in the AFL and that players have to kick a ball between the goalposts.
You've got the basics down. When a player kicks the ball between the goalposts and another player doesn't touch it, then his team is awarded 6 points. If it's between the behind posts, it's 1 point.
There's so much to learn. Can I pick your brain about it?
When I first heard my friends talking about footy, I thought of football as soccer. But in Australia, footy refers to soccer, rugby league, rugby union, or Australian rules football. But for today, when we say footy, we are referring to AFL. A contact sport that has the highest spectator attendance and television viewership of all sports in Australia. Now, let's practice some valuable phrases when talking about sport. Alan asked Susie what footy team she was cheering for, and she replied,
Far out. I can't make heads or tails of the sport.
Far out is a common expression that is similar to wow. It can be used to express surprise, amazement, or even shock.
I can't make heads or tails of the sport.
When you can't make heads or tails of something, it means you are confused by it. For example, I can't make heads or tails of this instruction manual. Or, I can't make heads or tails of your handwriting. Susie also said,
All I know is that there are 18 teams in the AFL and that players have to kick a ball between the goalposts.
There are 18 teams in the AFL. Each team has 22 players, but only 18 of them play on the field. The objective of the game is to kick the oval-shaped ball between the posts at the end of the field. Alan then gave us a phrase we can use in many everyday situations. He said,
You've got the basics down.
When you get the basics down, it means you know the basic information about something. For example, I could say, I'm new to gardening, but I've got the basics down. Alan also said,
If it's between the behind posts, it's 1 point.
In Aussie rules, there are no goal nets at the end of a field. Instead, there are 4 goal posts, which is made of 2 taller posts in the middle, while the behind posts are the shorter, outer posts at each end of the field. And points are scored by kicking the ball between the posts. Now, to be completely honest, I can't even pretend to understand how the AFL scoring system works. But don't worry, I have invited a special guest for this episode so we can pick his brain about it later on. By the way, to pick someone's brain about something means to ask them for information about something that they know a lot about. So you could say,
"Can I pick your brain about it?"
During our little break, Susie has become a proper footy fan. And now her and Alan are watching a game between the Sydney Swans and the Collingwood Magpies, or Pies for short.
Jeez, what a specky. I thought this game was going to be a nail biter, but it looks like the Pies are going to win by a mile.
It's incredible how he marked it. Pies have a lot of frequent flyers on their team, while Swans are making a hash of it. And he sends
it deep. You know, I'll always barrack for the Swans, but this year, it's not easy to be their supporter. I think the Cats are going to win the whole thing. They're the favourites.
Oh, yes. They've been blowing away the competition.
Let's get straight to work and look more closely at the conversation between these two footy fans. Alan said,
"Geez, what a specky."
Geez is an expression used to show surprise or annoyance. For example, "Geez, you scared me."
"What a specky."
A specky or screamer refers to a spectacular catch of the ball, also known as mark, which typically involves, and listen to this, a player jumping up on the back of another player. That's spectacular.
I thought this game was going to be a nail biter, but it looks like the Pies are going to win by a mile.
A nail biter is a situation that causes great anxiety, excitement, or tension. So after watching a very scary movie, you could say, "This movie was a nail biter."
It looks like the Pies are going to win by a mile.
And when a team wins by a mile, it means that they win by a big margin. Susie then said,
"It's incredible how he marked it."
A mark is the catch of a kicked ball which earns the player a free kick. So, when a player takes a big mark by jumping up on the back of another player, you can say, "What a screamer."
Pies have a lot of frequent flyers on their team, while Swans are making a hash of it.
Frequent flyers are players who take lots of screamers or speckies. And if an Aussie rules team is making a hash of it, it means they are making a lot of mistakes. Alan then shared who he was cheering for and said,
"You know, I'll always barrack for the Swans."
To barrack in footy means to cheer for a particular team. So you could start your next footy conversation by asking, "Who do you barrack for?"
"I think the Cats are going to win the whole thing. They're the favourites."
In sports, when a team or athlete is predicted to win, they are referred to as the favourites. We also heard Susie saying,
"They've been blowing away the competition."
To blow away the competition means to defeat everyone. For example, he blew away the competition and won the gold medal. My guest today is Brian Clark, CEO of Australian Football International, or AFI for short. His organization promotes Aussie rules, not only internationally, but also within multicultural communities here in Australia. Brian, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Josipa, for inviting me.
First, can you tell me why are Aussies so crazy about footy?
Well, Australian rules football, unlike the other codes, actually incorporates everything. You've got a bit of soccer, you've got a bit of rugby, even basketball. When you pick up the ball, you've got so many options. Do you run? Do you kick? Do you handball? Do you bounce? So basically, you can go anywhere. You can use your hands, There are no goalkeepers, so the freedom of the game is probably one of the best features.
I want to pick your brain about the scoring. I can't make heads or tails of it.
Well, that's not unusual. The scoring is probably the most challenging part of the game for new arrivals. So you've got four posts at each end. You've got two middle posts, which are the taller posts. And then you've got two outside posts, which are the smaller posts. If the ball goes through the two middle posts, which are the higher posts, it's a goal. And it's worth 6 points. But if it goes between the big post and the smaller post, it's only worth 1 point. So you might see something like one team scored 2.6 and you go, well, what does that mean? Well, the two means the goals. So if you times it by 6 points, that's 12. And the six behinds are worth 1 point. So 2.6 is actually 12 plus 6 is 18. It can be very challenging for new arrivals to get the head around that, but look, it helps make it the unique game that it is.
I love trying new things, and I wouldn't mind trying my luck with Aussie rules, but I fear that, you know, I might get hurt in the process.
Well, one of the great things about our game is that we actually have a non-contact and a contact version, so we have tackling and non-tackling, so you can choose to do either. We have a lot of communities that actually don't want to come over to Australia and get tackled and, you know, potentially injured. So the non-contact version is a lot of fun to play. You're still kicking, handballing, bouncing, marking, and we're replacing the tackle with the touch. It's an actual lot of fun.
And on your website, I saw that you can play for your own country?
Yes, our tournaments give the opportunity not only to try out our great game, but also to play for your community. So if you have a parent or grandparent from that country, you can come along and play for your country of origin. So whether you are from South Africa, whether you are from South America, Asia, Pacific, Europe, come down and get involved with AFI. We'll teach you how to play. It doesn't matter where you're from, you can play this game. And one of the things we do for new arrivals is we actually encourage men and women to come down and play, as I mentioned before, a non-contact version of the game. And that's really good because you get to exercise out in fresh air, you're meeting new people, you're making new friends, and you're not having your head ripped off.
That sounds awesome. I might see you on the field then.
Looking forward to it.
Let's revisit useful phrases from this episode. See if you can answer these questions before hearing the answer. What is a specky or screamer?
A specky or screamer refers to a spectacular catch of the ball, also known as a mark, which typically involves a player jumping up on the back of another player.
What does barracking mean?
In footy, barracking means to cheer, give support, and encouragement to a particular team.
We heard different phrases we can use when talking about sport.
Is there a footy team that you're cheering for?
Far out. I can't make heads or tails of the sport.
I thought this game was going to be a nail-biter, but it looks like we'll win by a mile.
They've been blowing away the competition.
We also heard different ways to talk about the AFL.
Geez, what a specky.
It's incredible how he marked it.
I'm barracking for this team.
That's all we have time for today. Now head to sbs.com.au/learnenglish and test your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. There you can also find additional learning notes and transcripts. And if you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au, or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to an SBS Learn English podcast.